have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Give the Lord a big shout of praise for him. Come on, open up your mouth with the voice of triumph. saying hallelujah to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. We exalt him on tonight. We lift him up on tonight, and we're letting this, oh God, his praises, we're going to let it fill this room. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Open up your mouth and tell God something. I want to encourage you on tonight. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you on tonight. I don't care what you're dealing with. I don't care what you've been through. I don't care what you're going through right now. We all need Jesus, but I want to encourage you. Amen. That, listen, just because it looks bad, it may feel bad, it may smell bad, it may even be bad, but guess what? That does not mean that God won't come through for you. I want to let you know at the very drop of the dime, at the very, when the clock strikes 11:59, God will come in. He will step in your situation. He will turn things around for you, and what the devil meant for bad, God will make it good for you, right? He's turning these things around for your good. I want to tell some of you on tonight, it's only a test. It's only a test. Come on. It's a test call. This is a test run. We down here testing, testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 2, 2. 1, 2, testing, testing. It's only a test. Glory to God. We are in a dress rehearsal. Because, see, when we get to heaven, we're going to really preach. We're going to really sing. We're going to really dance. We're really going to praise God then, right? Hallelujah. So this is a rehearsal. So you're just being tested. Can y'all hear me well? I need those of you who supposed to, who text me, let me know if you can hear me well. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Can you hear me well? Good evening, everybody. Glory to God. Good evening. Millions of people didn't make it, but we are some of the ones who did. And for that, we are grateful. Amen. We are grateful. We are on fire for Jesus. Amen. We are excited about the things of the Lord. We are pushing everything that God pushes. We are pushing his people into purpose, into destiny. We are fighting for them. Amen. Listen, we are going against hell. Come on here. We are depopulating hell so that God's people can get to where they need to be. Amen. And that they don't be lost. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So listen, go ahead and call a neighbor, call a friend, and let them know that Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter is on the line on tonight. Amen. We're keeping it real. Amen. We're going to keep it real. Amen. Even if it hurts us, we're going to keep it real. So tonight we want to give a big shout out to Dr. Timmy Kim and the Elations family. Amen. Hallelujah for everything that she does. We give God a praise for her on tonight and all of her endeavorments. Amen. We thank God for what he's doing in that vessel. Glory to God. And we want to shout her out on tonight. I also want to thank God for my husband, Bishop James Hunter. Amen. And the Forever Flowing Ministry family. Amen. Glory to God. I praise God for you even on tonight. Amen. I thank God for you riding with your girl. Amen. Listen, go ahead and make sure you dial them up. Let them know she's on here. Your girl, your friend, your pusher. Amen. Your encourager, your coach. She's on here on tonight. So let them know that I'm here. Let them know they need to get here. I don't care how long it's going to take them, but they need to get here just in less than 60 minutes, 60 seconds. Amen. And we want them here on time. Amen. Glory to God. So tonight we're going to God in prayer. But make sure that you go ahead and get your Bible. Amen. Go ahead and get your Bible. Go ahead and get your ink pens. Pull them out. Amen. Notebooks. Let's go. Amen. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for these, your people that have assembled on this line, those that will come back by replay. Father God, we give you glory for them. Amen. We thank you for what you're doing in the lives of your people. Father, we thank you for allowing us to be the vessel that you chose to be here on tonight. Lord, speak a word through me, oh God, where your people might be delivered, saved, and set free. Lord God, speak a word through me, oh God, that will bring forth change in their lives. Father God, don't let none of our gifts lie dormant. Oh God, but use us in every gift, every fruit of the 9 gifts of the Spirit. Lord God, the fruit of the Spirit, let us walk heavily in them in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we thank you on tonight for what you're going to do, for bringing revelation, amen, to situations, bringing clarity. And we thank you now in Jesus' name. We do pray and we say amen. Hallelujah. Y'all need to be talking fast to me, talking back to me, talking back to me. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. So, if you have your Bible, let's go ahead and just let's run on in it. Let's go to St. John. We're going to use two scriptures on tonight. St. John. St. John 15, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So, St. John, the 15th chapter, and the 12th verse. And it reads, "This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love have no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Amen. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you." Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's one scripture. Amen. And we're going to deal with it. Amen. In Jesus' name. Let's go back. Stay with me. John 15, the 12th chapter. John 15, 12th verse. Amen. "I've told you these things for a purpose, that my joy might be your joy and your joy wholly mature. This is my command. Love one another the way I've loved you." This is the very best way to love. "Put your life on the line for your friends. You are my friends when you do the things I command you. I'm no longer calling you servants, because servants don't understand what their master is thinking and planning. No, I've named you friends because I let you in on everything I've heard from the Father." I want you to know today, some of you, God has moved your name up, honey. You have gotten an advancement in the kingdom. You have gotten a clout in the kingdom. God said he no longer calls you servants, but he calls you friends. Amen. He let you in on everything that's going on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You are the shout right there. Amen. Because God included you. Tell your neighbor, God included me on tonight. He included me. He included me. He included me. Oh, yes, he did. Let us go to Matthew, the 7th chapter. Glory to God. Matthew, the 7th chapter. Beginning at Matthew 7. Beginning at the 12th verse. Amen. If you got it, say you got it. If you come and say you're coming. Matthew 7. Beginning at the 12th verse. Matthew 7. Beginning at the 12th verse. And it reads, "Therefore, all things whatsoever ye do, that ye would do." "Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets." This is the law and the prophets. All right? Amen. Glory to God. Y'all can close your Bibles. Amen. You can close your Bibles. Hallelujah. And we're going to talk tonight. Amen. If y'all allow me some time to just talk to you. Hallelujah. Amen. And I want you to... you could say, make sure you wrote those scriptures down. Go back and read. Go ahead, read the whole chapter. Amen. Read the chapter before and the chapter after, just to give you some more intel. Amen. On what you have read. All right. So, don't bargain with God. Be direct. Ask him for what you need. This isn't a cat and mouse hide and seek game that we're in. If your child asks for bread, do you trick him with sawdust? If he asks for fish, do you scare him with a live snake on his plate? As bad as you are, you wouldn't think of such a thing. You are at least decent to your own children. So don't you think the God who conceived you in love will be even better? My Lord. Here's a simple rule of thumb. Guide for behavior. Ask yourself what you want people to do for you. Then grab the initiative and do it for them. Whatever you want somebody to do for you, you make sure you go do it for them, all right? And add up God's law and prophets, and this is what you get. Amen. Hallelujah. So tonight, you need to know, you know, this is a golden rule. We need to know how to make sure that we are treating others tonight as we would want them to treat us. Is that all right? Glory to God. So John 15 and 12, this is my commandment that you love one another as I have loved you. Do unto others, can we say this, and as you would have them do unto you. Amen. This is called the golden rule. So tonight, what if the golden rule is not reciprocated? What if the golden rule is not reciprocated? You have been giving and giving and giving, loving and doing whatever it takes. You've been faithful. You've been kind. You've been trustworthy, doing whatever it takes to make the other parties happy. But what happens if for some reason they don't treat you or be as concerned about you as you are to them? Talk to me, church. What happens? What happens then? I want to make you guys think on tonight, all right, for your own selves. For too long, we have allowed what people think or say about us affect us so that we can't seem to say no or get them, you know, out of our system. It is time for you to stop letting people make a fool out of you, treat you beneath them. You know, they always trying to treat you beneath them. Amen. But for so long, we've allowed people in our circle, and they shouldn't have never taken precedence over in everything that you got going on. Amen. You deserve to be treated like a human and not like a dog. Women, amen, glory to God. Knowing your self-worth is key. See, if a man who only wants one thing, he will prey, P-R-E-Y, on your weakness and in you being naive. You must keep people at bay who doesn't have your best interest at heart. Amen. I'm talking better than y'all sharing. Glory to God. Amen. If he puts everything, listen, if you with someone and you're putting every day, you're giving them attention and they never pay attention to you, if he never takes your feelings into consideration, you need to acknowledge who he is, what's really going on. If she never really pays any attention to you and you're paying attention to her and they never take your feelings into consideration, you need, amen, to acknowledge what is really going on. You need to convey to the party about your feelings and how it makes you feel being overlooked, how it makes you feel being mistreated. Amen. You got feelings too, right? Amen. He or she may adhere to your complaint and do better. And then what if they don't? There's always an option that because you have told them how you feel, they will take into retrospect what you said and do better. Most likely, they won't. They just going to hear what you got to say, laugh at it, and keep it moving. And that's not right, right? It's not right. You got to stop allowing people that space in your heart, in your life, to dictate to you how you should feel. You know if something burning you, right? If something burning you and you say, listen, you're burning me, and they yet applying the pressure, you got to have enough common sense to get up out of there. Stop allowing this because you love everybody. Your heart is so good. You love everybody. Stop allowing these people space in your head and in your heart. They didn't even earn it. They didn't earn it. There are some people in your life you made them earn every bit of love and every spot in your heart. But they're the ones who's dogging you out. You listen. You've given them chance after chance after chance, and they've never proven to you that they meant it or that they deserve it, but you didn't say anything, right? Glory to God. So you are important. Your feelings does matter. Again, you got to know your self-worth. And you can find somebody that will treat you like you need to be treated. And it's okay not to settle. Don't allow the disrespect or disinterest, which causes you to internalize your feelings, you know, don't allow it to cause you to internalize the hurt of your feelings, all right? You need to talk about it and then do something about it. Talk about it and then do something about it, all right? Talking is good because when you're talking about it, now you're getting it out in the open, where some people may have already knew what was going on behind closed doors, but they never said anything. But because you came to them and you began to talk, now you can get some help because now they're talking back to you. Well, girl, listen, you have a right to say and feel how you feel. Listen, you get yourself together, recollect your thoughts, write it down before you start doing anything, and then act it out. Amen. Think before you act, right? Think before you speak. Glory to God. So your feelings does matter. You hear me? All right. So it's time that we stop allowing people to invade our space with the negativity and the mistreatment. You hear me? People should speak up and expose those that's hurting you. It's time to expose them. Y'all been pity-patting, baby-spying them, putting them on the breast milk. Got one on the breast milk, and you got one drinking out of the sippy cup. And you have been pacifying their feelings. You are walking on eggshells because you know they don't mean you no good. But you too sorry, or you too, you want to say, well, I just love it. Nah, you ain't loving everybody. That's just, you just being a fool for them. You being a dummy for them. You're playing into their negativity. You're playing into their toxicity. And so that's why you are going through, because you feel like, well, if I just do whatever they want me to do, then we'll be good. No, he's not going to love you no more. He's not going to love you no more because you allow them the space to do that. No. What you need to do is, again, write it down. Talk it out to somebody. A trusted vessel that you can talk to and let hear them when they come back with something, because you never know. God could have told them what to tell you, and they've just been waiting on the opportunity. Amen. Hallelujah. So it's time to speak up and expose those that's hurting you so they can't hurt you anymore, or anybody else for as far as that matters. Being nice should be reciprocated. Showing love should be reciprocated. You know, I was always told in life, growing up, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. If you want to be treated nice, you must treat others nice. Amen. That's the golden rule. But now we done forgot all about that. It's like a dog-eat-dog mentality, a dog-eat-dog world. I'm out to get you. I'm out to hurt you at any means necessary. I'm trying to climb the corporate ladder, and I don't care how I have to get there. If I got to get that off your back, if I got to lie on you, destroy your credit. Amen. Destroy not only your credit, but destroy your character. Whatever I got to do to get, ahead, I'm willing to do it. If it means hurting you, amen. If it means losing friendship with you, I'm willing to do it because I'm looking to get somewhere. And I don't care who I hurt. I can hurt your mama. It wouldn't even make me no difference. But see, y'all got to pay attention to these people. Get these folks out of your inner circle. That's why you can't prosper, because they know too much of your business, and they're willing to sell you out, just like Judas sold Jesus. These folks are willing to sell you out because they have their own agendas. They have their own agendas. Their minds are made up. They're doing whatever they want to do. They don't care who they crucify. They don't care whose character they destroy. They don't care whose ministry they destroy. They don't care whose business they're destroying. They just want it their way and their way only. I've once heard a cliche that says, it's either my way or no way. But I'm here to tell you tonight, it's either God's way or no way. Amen. You can come to God all kind of sideways and stuff. You can't come like that. Amen. You got to come correct. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, showing love should be reciprocated. Amen. And when we find out that we are being used, it's time to take other measures. Oftentimes, y'all, you know, you get afraid And so you accept the mistreatment. You accept the abuse. You accept the talk back. You accept the name calling. You accept the disrespect because you say, well, I just want somebody to love me. Baby, that ain't love. In the two time, you want to talk about the way I wear my hair. Oh, you don't like what I wear. You don't like my skin color. And I should do this, that, and the third and all in order to be with you. If you don't accept me for who I am, but baby, it is what it is. What you see is what you get. Y'all put on too many facades trying to be friends with men or have a man that, you know, and he's not even interested in you. He's interested in what you can do for him. And then you got these men, you trying to look good and smell good and trying to, you know, look all good for a sneaky link. And that's all it is a sneaky link. It's sneaky for a reason. That means is they're trying to be sneaky. They're trying to be aware that they don't nobody know they seeing you but you. Uh-oh. How many of you want to stay in a relationship where you're the only one know and you can't tell nobody? See, something wrong with that. If I got to be quiet, if I got to be secret about what we're doing, then we're not doing anything. Y'all don't want to talk to me on tonight. Oh, glory to God. It's time for you to take other measures. I can't stand to be around or even be a part. Amen. I can't stand to be around or even be a part of users. Isn't it funny how people, you know, will try to use you or think they're getting over? I don't know if y'all ever had that been done to you, but when people try to use me, I go along with it. I let them see just how far they think that they can go before I put my foot down and let them know I'm never a fool. And if I do something for you, it's because I love you and I'm doing it out of the goodness of my heart. I already knew who you was. I knew you was a snake before I started dealing with you. I already knew you ain't had nothing going on in your life before I came in it. I already knew you was a dog. I already knew you was a crab in the bucket. I already knew. Hey, man, Lord have mercy. I don't even want to go there. But I already knew who you was. Amen. It's not surprising to me. And it shouldn't be surprising to you how these people are conducting themselves. They're acting like, you know, some of them act brand new. When they get a little something, they get a little $1,000, and they brand new. Amen. That's what I wanted to say, Minister Kendra. They acting brand new. You know, like they've arrived. Baby, you ain't got nothing going for but $1,000. Man, we could spend that up in a second, less than a minute. Ain't no money. And then when somebody comes into your life and they seem to be doing better, you want to use them instead of y'all working together to build some things. And see, that's what's wrong. And that's why God specifically talks about being unequally yoked. He does not want you being unequally yoked with a man or female. If you're a male, he don't want you being unequally yoked with a female and vice versa. If you ain't got nothing going on, then she ain't got nothing going on, then y'all are equally yoked. If he comes into the relationship being a millionaire, she ought to come into the relationship being a millionaire. That's equally yoked. But what if she's not a millionaire? It's really not talking about your finances. Amen. It's talking about your walk with God. Are you a person that loves God? Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Now, you know, you could take unequally yoke a lot of ways, but this is what it's meant. You know, does this person love God? Does this person go to church? Does this person have a relationship? Does this person have the same goals in mind as you as it pertains to ministry? Or does this man not want God? Does this man not pray? See, all of this, you know, has to come in and take place. I mean, you have to find out if you guys are going to be equally yoked. Well, he may not understand the Bible as well as you, or he may not can read as well as you, but he loves God. So does that mean he's unequally yoked because you're saved and he loves God and he's saved, but he don't have the tongues? Does that mean y'all are unequally yoked? Well, guess what? He loved God. He's saved. He gave his life to the Lord. So the salvation is the first part of coming to God, right? He just needs the second component. Well, I wouldn't throw him away just yet because he ain't got the Holy Ghost. Because the Bible declares that the unbelieving spouse, and he's not unbelieving, he just hadn't gotten that far yet. But the Bible says the unbelieving spouse is saved by the believing spouse. And you say, well, doesn't that contradict what the word just said? Well, most times people marry, and they're not equally yoked. Most times people marry, and neither one of them are saved. And they get saved, you know, after they get married. So then, therefore, the man who's not saved, he's saved because his wife is saved. You know what I'm saying? Or vice versa. So it doesn't really contradict it. You just have to look at it in a different way. Amen. Hallelujah. So I just can't stand being around these people that just use and abuse. If they can't get nothing out of the situation, they don't want no parts of it. Amen. Glory to God. You got to watch them because they be right up under your nose, right up under your nose. And don't listen. Oh, Lord, have mercy. They listen. If they see you trying to, you know, climb the corporate ladder, if they see you trying to do better for yourself, and, you know, as long as they see you at the bottom, then y'all good. But tonight we're going to serve the devil notice. You will no longer use me or those that's connected to me. Amen. I don't like when people only want to be friends you because of who you're friends to, amen, or who you're connected to. You don't need these kind of friends. These people ain't loyal. You hear what I'm saying? We look for loyalty in people. Amen. Look, it's okay to be loyal. It's okay to be trustworthy. Show yourself trustworthy. In any relationship, if you don't have trust, you don't have a relationship. And for those men and or women who break their wives' trust, or who break their husband's trust. Listen, when you break it, it's hard to gain that trust back again. And you wonder why, you know, she just nitpick all the time, talking about the past. Well, you know what? Maybe you have given her him a sign that triggered them to think back to that time. See, what we got to understand is we don't want to deal with it and we don't talk about it. But there are triggers. For an example, because when you were cheating or whatever and you was coming around at home at a certain time every day, you know, once you started the cheating. So now, you know, you started doing better by coming home because you know what happened, right? So but then here comes the last couple of days of the week you hadn't come home. You started hanging out. Wife called you, you're not answering the phone. You got your phone going straight to voicemail. What is she to think? That's a trigger. You need to know the triggers so that you won't do that to make him or her think anything or to make them feel like you're doing what you used to do. Amen. Right? So because one thing about it, if my husband called me, I need to talk to him. If I miss the call, I'm immediately calling right back, immediately. Sometimes you may be in the bathroom. Sometimes you may be in the kitchen and your phone is in another room. But once you recognize, you immediately call and you tell them what's going on. Because you don't want them going back to the past in their minds. Not that they're going back to what happened to them. Because, again, it happened. So that's not hard for them to think about. It's right there. And sometimes everybody ain't delivered in their mindset, right? They want to be delivered. They want to be set free, but they're not. So when you give them a trigger, when you trigger them, you take them all that deliverance, all that work that God did in them to love you again, to treat you right again, to do right by you again. Now you have wasted all of that because now they triggered all the way back. And see, I see this in someone that's close to me, and they can't understand why is it that a person can't forget. Well, listen, it wasn't done to you. Had it been done to you, then then that's something different. It was done to them, and because you did it, you know, I can relate to their feelings. I have sympathy, and I have empathy for them because anybody that hurts, when someone that you love, that you trust, see, here's the thing again, trust. Trust is a big word. Amen. You want to trust people only when they're giving you stuff, but you don't trust. Let somebody say something bad about them, and you ready to jump on the bandwagon with them. But did you just say yesterday you was you trusted this person? They were trustworthy. Make it make sense. So trust is a big factor. You must have communication, and you must have trust. We are almost through. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you need to get your own connections. Amen. The day will come when your true feelings will be revealed. Where they thought you were on bottom, now you're rising to the top. Always treat people like you want to be treated. If you don't treat them the way that they should be treated, all right, time will tell. But your best bet is you be good to them, whether they're good to you or not. You make sure you do right. Make sure you are the one that's doing what is necessary. Because God he's looking at you at the end of the day. He's not worried about how they treat you. He's worried about how you treat them after they dogged you out, after they lied on you, after they mistreated you, after they scandalized your name, after they slept with your husband, after they tried. Oh, God. God want to see if you can treat them right after all of these things. Now, I told y'all earlier when I got on, I came on, I said, this is only a test. Testing 1, 2, 3, this is a test. And some of you right now are being tested with your health. Mm-hmm. And you're being tested in your faith. Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about it for a minute. And the enemy coming to test you. To get you off track, to make you feel like God was never there for you, to make you feel like God don't care, to make you feel like it's your fault these things, these negative things or bad things happen to you. This is only a test, sister. This is only a test, brother. Pay attention. You are being tested, so don't go off on the deep end. Don't let any negative thoughts enter into your mind as it pertains to the things of God. Because the enemy want to sidetrack you. It's a, oh, Lord, have mercy. This is a distraction. Some of you are healed, healthy. Ain't nothing wrong with you. Amen. But the enemy's putting those little nuggets and making the test be one way. But I declare your healing in Jesus' name. Amen. Not only that, some of you are going through mentally because you have been verbally abused. I want to let you know on tonight. You are fearfully and wonderfully, marvelously made in God's image. Amen. And God loves you just the way you are. He loves you. Amen. Come to him, all ye that are heavy laden, and he will give you rest. Take his yoke upon you, for his yoke is easy and his burdens are light. Amen. Take his yoke upon you. Now stop trying to carry the load all by yourself. He says, I will put no more on you than what you can bear. When you can't bear it, I'll give you a way of escape. Amen. Sometimes the weight gets heavy, but I believe and I declare and decree that God will send somebody to help lift you up on the other side. Whichever side you're leaning on, they got to prop back up so that you don't fall, so that you don't slip. Amen. So that you don't crumble. Amen. We're in a time where we have to make sure that our team is solid, that the people that we have in our inner circles are solid. Even if you have to restructure, Lord have mercy. Even if you have to restructure. Amen. Don't allow anybody that kind of space. God is filling the spaces in our lives where we have allowed people to come in and where when we were there for them and we've allowed them to come in even when they wasn't there for us and it wasn't reciprocated. But we will be blessed because, you know, we didn't mistreat them, right? Treat people like you want to be treated. Amen. And treat them even better because you want people to treat you even better. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes people just do the bare minimum. They ain't really trying to, you know, walk. They just doing something to be seen. But you'll get blessed by it. Trust and believe. And we can't be waiting on people to change. Amen. You've been there waiting. Lord, I've been going with this man 12 years. He ain't married me yet. Lord, I've been there for this woman for 5 years. And I'm every year I propose, and she keeps saying okay, but never will set the wedding day. What is it about me that she can't? She doesn't see me as a husband. What is it? She keeps saying I'm the man that she wants, but she won't give set a date. Am I to just let it go and continue to look for a wife? Yeah, Because after 5 years, if she decided to want to wear a day, she hide from something. You better believe that. Something wrong. She may be still married. Glory to God. Check the credentials. Amen. So we can't be waiting on people to change. We got bigger fish to fry. Amen. And it's time to go to next level. And everybody don't have the components to get there. You hear me? Everybody doesn't have the components to get there. They ain't got the components to go with you. Glory to God. So that means you got to move a little. You got to step a little harder. You got to step a little harder for those in the back. You got to step a little harder for those that are gleaning from you. You got to step a little harder for those who love your spirit and love your nature. Amen. But they see you being dogged out. You got to show them this. And that's all right. They mistreated me. Yeah, they did everything they could do but nail me to the tree. Amen. But guess what? I'm going to love them even harder. I'm going to love them. I'm going to love the hell up out of them so that they can see that it was never about stuff, materialistic stuff. It was never about that. I loved you from a pure place. I gave you my all. I gave you every fiber of me. Some places about me that I gave you that shouldn't have been for nobody but my husband. Amen. Some places that I hadn't even given God that intimate part of me. And I have to repent because I should have given God all of this. Amen. Should have been me and God alone. But I allowed you in and you crushed me. You broke me to pieces and you left me there for dead. Lord have mercy. Who am I talking to? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I want to just tell you on tonight, go and watch God bless you. Go in peace. Go in happiness. It's going to hurt you to walk away from some people, but you got to walk. It's going to hurt you to run away from some people, but you got to run. You got to do whatever is necessary. You got to run even if your crying tears running away. You got to walk fast, crying tears. You know what I'm saying? You got to do what's necessary, but you got to move. You got to get your feet to moving. You can't stay stuck. So a lot of you are stuck because you think that you need that person. You know, you want it to be whereas you are needing and feeling wanted. Listen, it don't take all the abuse. It don't take all that for me. You know, the verbal abuse, the physical abuse. Amen. You know, the body shame, the name calling, and all of that. It doesn't take all that. You tell me that one time, and then I'm trying to sum you up. You know what I'm saying? Because actions speak louder than what? Words. Amen. Hallelujah. So get to moving, y'all. Amen. Get to moving. God bless you. Amen. Because, listen, people see you as desperate when you run behind them. Y'all didn't know that. You got men right now, they know you running behind them, and you're not allowing them to chase you. They see you as desperate, and they will dog you out, you know, just because of that. Amen. So keep pushing, y'all. Keep pushing and moving forward. And the only way you're going now is up. So let the Lord bless you. Repent of anything you need to repent of. Write this stuff down and make some actions. Write the vision. Make a claim. Mean it, and then put some action to it. Amen. Put some action to it. And you know, this is Mother's Day week, and we want to celebrate our mothers every day. Not just on this Sunday coming up, but we celebrate them every day. Every day. Amen. So we thank God, amen, for all of the mothers, and we thank God that He is, you know, giving them the strength and the fortitude to be able to survive out here in this world. Amen. I like to say these streets, but in this world, amen, there are a lot of things that are going on behind the scenes. Amen. Do not be alarmed, people of God. Put your trust in God and don't worry about it. I want you to be concerned about what's going on, so some of you need to fight about it. There are some of you God is calling to act upon certain things, certain injustice. And God wants you to speak out about it, and it'll bring forth change. Oftentimes, we get afraid and go hide up under a bridge. I didn't even say the tree. I said a bridge. I didn't even say the cave. I said a bridge because we're too afraid to speak what thus says the Lord. So on tonight, we just, you know, we love God. We love Him for real. And we want to encourage you to put God first and everything else, you know. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Learn his ways. Learn his attributes. And so that you can be blessed. When you know his ways, the Bible, David said, I will hide your words in my heart so that I don't sin against you. We got to learn to hide his word. Listen, and God gave us some words. You hear me? He done gave us more than one word. And we need to ponder that thing in our heart daily. We need to ponder that thing to God make it a reality. A lot of times we don't see our dreams come to pass. We don't see a lot of things that we desire come to pass because we're not putting in the effort. Just because God, if he showed it to you, that means you got to water it. Amen. You means you got to fertilize it. That means you got to cover it in prayer, cover it in tears, cover it in tongues. Pray, 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 making sure that you got all bases covered. Amen. So that the devil don't steal it, that the devil don't hijack it, that the devil don't, you know. So we want to make sure we're doing our part. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So I hope you guys were blessed by this word on tonight, the golden rule. You know, love, you know, love one another as I have loved you. I hope that it have blessed you. Amen. So right now we're going to pause for station identification. When we come on tonight, I just want you to say your name. They didn't say where you're chiming in from. I want you to be courteous. Once the person has spoken, I've spoken with them. I want you to just put your phones on mute. Amen. And then once I finish, then you can speak. Amen. So that we can give everybody a chance and we can hear everybody clearly. Is that all right? Amen. Well, Dr. Kim and Kim, we're going to open up these phone lines in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Good evening, caller. You are on the air with the apostle. Glory to God. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle. Amen. So oftentimes we get the short end of the stick. I can relate very well to that. It seems like in every friendship or whatever have you, I've always gotten the short end. I come in, I think it is, you know, equal, but I always get the short end. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Huntington. This is Minister KB from the Brookhaven, Mississippi location. I appreciate that word on tonight. Thank you so much. You was right on point. You hit every spot and every muscle. Thank you, Jesus. Breaking it down. Breaking it down. Jesus.
Amen. God bless you on tonight. Amen. God bless you. Amen. It's time for people. Amen. God is showing. Let me say this to you before you go. God is showing people who you really are. So don't waver. Stand your ground. Don't allow them to see you back down because this ain't the time or the season. Stand firm on what you believe. And because you standing firm going to cause others to glean off of you, and then it's going to draw them at the same time. So people are right now seeing you in a different light. So be very cautious because the enemy will try to get you out of character. Be very cautious because the enemy want to say, oh, she ain't saved for real. She's just playing. But no, you're not playing. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. So, just they know they're watching you. They're watching you. They're watching you. Amen. But God, this time it's for real. Your work is for real. You hear what I'm telling you? So I want you to, you know, I want to say thank you again for tuning in with me. I want you to enjoy the rest of your evening. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. And I appreciate you giving us that word on tonight. Appreciate you. Yes, indeed. Thank you.
To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Love you.
Love you more. And you have a good night as well.
Thanks. Backed up. Amen. Hallelujah. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening. Good evening, Dr. Apostle Sylvia Hunter. This is Jamaica. I'm calling from Mobile, Alabama. I want to thank God for that message on this evening, and I pray strength back unto you, tenfold return.
Amen, amen, amen. Can I get a thousandfold return?
100,000,
100,000, 100 million
for
overtime. Come on, yes, Lord. This is a supernatural. Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen.
I thank God for you on tonight. Amen. I love the way you sound. Keep up the great work. Keep on doing what you're doing, but keep pushing for God. Listen. Again, I don't know why this word for you and Minister Kendra. People are going to be gleaning. People are going to be watching. And they want to find, so we can't give it to them. Amen. We need to do what's right. But listen, we're gonna do what's right when the cameras are off. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So, yes, we just thank God. You know, jealousy is cool. That's great.
Amen.
And when people can't get you, you know, when they can't put their hands on you tangible, they try to do other things to destroy you. So we love the Lord on tonight. I thank God for you.
Yes.
Keep giving God the praise. Keep giving them the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Because the half has not even been told. The half ain't even been told. Lord God.
I receive that. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in on tonight.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Amen. Love you.
Love you too.
Amen. Hallelujah. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostles.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter. How you doing on tonight? This is Minister Emma calling from Brookhaven, Mississippi. I thank the Lord for allowing you to release this word to his people on tonight, and may he fill you back up what you done pulled out to his people. And I thank you for every word I receive it. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Good evening, Minister Emma. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to say to you tonight, things are going to get easier. Just follow me in the They're going to get easier. What the enemy tried to make seem hard is now going to be easier. Amen. Like it has been in the, when it first started. Things were, God said they were going to be easier, and they have been being made easy, right? So God said the enemy came in, but he's getting ready to make those things be back easy so that you can do what you need to do for the kingdom.
Amen.
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 Thank you. You have a good night on tonight. Thank God for tuning in. And we love you.
Love you more. Amen.
Amen. I accept. Hallelujah. Good evening, Colin. You're on the air with the apostle. Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight. Amen. For those of you that are listening and those that will come back by replay. All right. Amen. We thank God for his mighty acts. We thank God for being our strong tower in our weakest hour. Good evening, Colin. You're on the air with the apostle. Amen. Somebody make y'all sure y'all phones are on mute, please, except for the person that's speaking. All right. I don't know if someone's playing on the phone or whatever have you, but we're moving on in Jesus' name. So we honor the Lord. He's doing so many great things, you guys. Don't let your guard down to the point where you forget about who people really are. Just because they smile in faces, they tell lies. They don't tell the truth. Y'all better hear me now. Just because they smiling in your face with all them gold teeth, don't mean that gold needs to be clean. All them big pearly whites. Come on here. Now, smiling faces tell lies. Y'all hear me? So y'all make sure that you pay attention to what's going on out here in these streets. Amen. God don't want us ignorant. He said, I would not have you ignorant of saved devices. Glory to God. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle. Hallelujah. So we just give God glory. Amen. For God, what he's doing in our lives. Y'all hear me? God is doing great things, big things. Yeah. Put your phones on mute unless you are put your phones on mute. If I've already spoken to you, keep your phones on mute. Amen. Glory to God. He's doing big things. That's why you find now that things are being turned up. When God is about to give you your biggest blessing or your major breakthrough, hell has to come at you. Hell has to come at you. I mean, it's like everything is against you. Amen. And what you stand for. But guess what? I want to let you know that's an indication that you got about to get you to your breakthrough, that you're right there. Don't forfeit your birthright. You stay right on in there with it, though it may be hurting you. You still smile. Don't you cry in front of folks. If you got to cry yourself to sleep at night, to God, bring that thing to fruition. Do what you got to do, but trust God. Do not lose hope, lose faith in God. You got to trust him when nobody else trusts him. You got to believe him when nobody else believes in him. You got to believe what he said to you when everybody else telling you there's nothing else that they can do for you. You got to believe God because he's a man that cannot lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should have to repent. If God said it, he gonna make it good. He's going to bring it to pass. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Good evening, Carl. You're on the air with the apostle. All right. We thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So listen, you guys, we're going to let you know about a few things. We're going to be doing more things on Facebook. Somebody feels like you're trying to get in or whatever have you. I can hear your background. Okay. But I can't hear you speaking. So if you're not going to speak, mute your background, please. Thank you. All right, so... you know, if you guys want, you to come do a women's conference at the ministry, amen, or if you just want to have a women's conference and it's like at a conference center, hotel or whatever, you're not having at a church, we can do that as well. If you need a relationship coach, reach out to me on the marriage ministry page, or you can reach out to me on Sylvia Hunter. All right, yeah, remember the fake page that's out there as well. So make sure it's the right page that you can reach me on, the right Sylvia Hunter's page. Reach out. Call me if you need covering. We will cover you till you find a leader. Amen. Just let us know what we can do to assist you, to help you to be better in God, help you be. I can't stand this noise. You guys, I bind this noise as if someone is on the other end, but that will not say anything. Amen. I bind that in Jesus' name. Whatever you need us to do to help you be better, be a better a believer, be a stronger believer, be an intercessor, amen, to help you operate, learn, teach you how to operate in your gifts and calling, we are willing to do so. So reach out again to me at Sylvia Hunter. Amen, and or the marriage ministry page. Amen. So what you can do for me on today is do me a favor. Go to your Facebook pages and on your search bar, type in Married to Ministry. I want y'all to like my page. Amen. I haven't checked it in a couple of days, but the last I sent out like a hundred away from 1,000 followers on that page, and so I want y'all to come help, you know, go like it, and also share it in your, with the people in your friends, on your friends, send it to them for them to like, amen. So we just thank God for this time. We appreciate God for you, Dr. Kim and Kim, amen. Keep looking up to the hills from whence cometh your help. All of your help comes from above. All right, you guys, until next week, it's been real. Y'all make sure y'all get here on time, with time and in time. Amen. Make sure you have your peoples on, your aunties and uncles and your cousin and them, your mamas and daddies. Have them on here, your sisters and brothers. Meet me next week at the same Jesus time, same Jesus station. Amen. And it's been real. We love you guys. Again, shalom.
I don't wanna pretend. I don't wanna play games. Can't lie to myself, not one more day. Been trying to deal with some things that are hard to talk about. I'm going through some changes and I'm having my doubts. Been there for everyone else, now I'm going through. Can't solve the problems tonight, just gonna have to get used to me not being around. So many things going on in my life.
Take a breath, keep it moving, that's as good as it gets.